With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there have been more deaths linked to tainted cold cuts.
At least 8 people have died from a listeria outbreak linked to Boar's Head deli meat. The CDC says 5 more deaths have been reported. At least 57 people got sick and had to go to a hospital. Boar's Head recalled more than 7 million pounds of deli products. The problem was discovered when a sample of Boar's Head liverwurst in Maryland tested positive for listeria. The recall was eventually expanded to all foods produced at the Boar's Head plant in Jarrett, Virginia, including those sliced at deli counters, as well as some prepackaged retail sausage, hot dogs, and bacon. Boar's Head says all the recalled deli meats have been removed from stores. The CDC is urging people to check their refrigerators. I'm Ed Donahue.
A prominent Washington, D.C. journalist says Kamala Harris should answer some direct questions about her handling of the border when she's interviewed this week by CNN. Bob Agnew reports.
Matt Continetti says to put the spotlight on Harris's handling of the border is indeed
absolutely fair.
In fact, he says the main argument against Harris in November is her failure as a public servant, especially when it comes to the border.
There's no question, despite a lot of media gaslighting to the contrary, that Biden did put her in this role of fixing the southern border.
A job critics say Harris botched even as the border crisis grew worse over the past 3.5 years. Matt Continetti was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A jury in Nevada has found a Democratic former Las Vegas area politician guilty of murder in the killing of an investigative journalist who wrote articles critical of his conduct in elected office. The verdict was read Wednesday in Clark County District Court. A penalty phase now begins to decide if Robert Tellez faces life in prison. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 159 points. This is SRN News. Trump and Harris voters are far apart on cultural issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Both sides of the debate over whether to enshrine abortion in Missouri's Constitution have filed last-minute legal challenges, hoping to influence how and if the proposal goes before voters. Pro-life leaders are suing to take the amendment off November's ballot. The abortion rights campaign is suing Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft for allegedly trying to mislead voters about what the amendment would do. Courts have until September 10th to make changes to the November ballot. This is SRN News. Questions about the safety of Tesla's full self-driving system are growing. We hear more on the self-driving problems of the electric vehicle from correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
A series of alarming recent incidents with Tesla's full self-driving system, including a Seattle-area crash that killed a motorcyclist in April, has drawn the attention of federal regulators who were already investigating the company's automated driving systems because of dozens of crashes that raised safety concerns. The problems have led people who monitor autonomous vehicles to become more skeptical that Tesla's system will ever be able to operate safely on a widespread scale. Some analysts say they doubt Tesla is even close to deploying a fleet of autonomous robo-taxis by next year, as CEO Elon Musk predicted. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.